And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 14th of January, 2013. It's the birthday of Albert Schweitzer, born in Kaisersberg in the province of Alsace-Lorraine, 1875. He was a musical prodigy. He was a theologian, an expert on Bach and Goethe and Kant. And when he was 21, Schweitzer made a plan. For the next 9 years, he would devote himself to learning and religion, but once he turned 30, he would spend the rest of his life serving humanity. And so, on his 30th birthday, he went off to medical school. His wife, Helena, trained as a nurse at the same time so she could help him with his work. And in 1913, they set sail for French Equatorial Africa to set up a hospital in La Baronnais in Gabon. He paid for the hospital himself out of money he'd earned giving concerts. It was a rustic place, even dirty by Western standards. They worked by kerosene lamps, no electricity except in the operating rooms, no phones, no radios. Patients brought their family members to cook and care for them. Albert Schweitzer turned 90 years old in Gabon. He told his co-workers at his hospital, "I belong to you until my dying breath." He died 8 months later in the hospital that he'd built. He was buried near the banks of the Agoue River. The hospital now treats more than 35,000 people a year. It's the birthday of Emily Hahn, born St. Louis, 1905. She was one of the first women to get a degree in engineering from the University of Wisconsin at Madison in 1926, after which she and a friend dressed up as men and drove across the country in a Model T Ford. She was a woman always on the move. One of her catchphrases was, "Nobody said not to go." She became a writer for the New Yorker magazine, a career that lasted almost 70 years. Moved to Shanghai, became a correspondent there, took up smoking opium, had an affair with the head of British Army Intelligence in Hong Kong, had a daughter by him, moved back to New York City. And through all of this, Emily Hahn wrote 54 books and more than 200 articles for The New Yorker. She wrote about diamonds, about the Philippines, about primates. She wrote about her wartime romance in her book China to Me. And when she died at the age of 92, her granddaughter gave her eulogy in which she said, "Chances are your grandmother didn't smoke cigars and let you hold wild role-playing parties in her apartment. Chances are she didn't teach you Swahili obscenities. Chances are that when she took you to the zoo, she didn't start whooping at the top of her lungs as you passed the gibbon cage. Sadly for you, your grandmother was not Emily Hahn." Here's a poem for today by Alfred Lord Tennyson. Three verses from his long poem, In Memoriam. "Dark house by which once more I stand, here in the long, unlovely street, doors where my heart was used to beat so quickly, waiting for a hand that can be clasped no more. Behold me, for I cannot sleep, and like a guilty thing I creep at earliest morning to the door. He is not here, but far away the noise of life begins again, and ghastly through the drizzling rain on the bald street breaks the blank day." Three verses from In Memoriam by Alfred Lord Tennyson. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by Grove Press, publishers of The River Swimmer by Jim Harrison, two novellas that explore inconvenient love, the conflict between urbanity and nature in America's heartland, and the never-ending pursuit of balance in an imperfect world, in bookstores everywhere. And by Reputation.com, helping make professionals and businesses look their best in search results and online review sites. Learn more at Reputation.com. Produced by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.